Sponsorship of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count in the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. And right now, as I glance down to my iPhone 7 Plus, I would be doing the single-digit dance because we're down to 9 days to go until Dopey 2017. But I honestly still can't move for my 26-mile training run last weekend. But regardless, you can get excited for that next trip every time you send a text, update social media, or even go old-fashioned and get a phone call. You'll see lots of great stock pictures from Walt Disney World. You can customize the text to match your vacation goals and even get audio alerts and more. Turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now, and hey, it's going to look great on some of those new toys you may or may not get this coming weekend. Check them out today. Support the folks who support us. They're over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
To episode 1109 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. Hopefully you are doing great on this week, you know, where everybody's just trying to make it to the weekend. We have Christmas Eve, Christmas Day coming up on the weekend. Hanukkah starts, Christmas Eve. This will be a very celebratory weekend. So I'm excited for all of our friends out there. And just making it through here halfway through the week. We're almost, I'm sure it's pretty frantic, you know, getting all the gifts and everything. But just take us along and we'll try to keep you company here for the next, 30 minutes or so. So joining me today, we have, actually, she's a champion, but we're not going to talk about that here on the podcast. It's amazing. So watch out. She's a hustler. We have Ricky from a Disney World After All.com, touringplans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky? Warbucks?
Well, all I can say is that Brian is a ninja. That's all I can say. So on a family-friendly podcast. But I'm doing good. It's so cold, and I don't like it. And it's cold here, so you know it's cold everywhere else. So I don't like that part. But I'm getting ready for the holidays and spending Christmas in Walt Disney World. So that's going to be fun.
Speaking of cold, let me just throw some shout outs to a lot of our lizards who ran long over this past weekend. I know so many folks did their long marathon training runs, and I will say a special shout out to Deborah Wolf and Laurie Weiner. They both ran. I mean, it was colder than it was here in St. Louis, and in St. Louis, it was cold when I ran on Saturday, but they were running like where there was snow, like it looked like hip deep. Of course, the sidewalks look like they've been shoveled, but anybody who gets out there with the snow that's like up to your knees, even if it's shoveled or not, and the wind chills, absolutely, you know, and the single digits are below, congratulations to you. The miles that our lizards put in over this past weekend getting ready for Marathon Weekend 2017 were incredible. So kudos to all the lizards. Great job. Well done. You're tougher than me.
Oh my goodness. I am so amazed at everybody that got out there. I know Brian got out there because, you know, he's running the marathon. And granted, he doesn't train like normal, like he should, let's put it that way. But he got out there and he did it in the rain and it was cold. And so, I mean, I know that's not snow, but, you know, I felt bad for him. So, you know, kudos to everyone out there getting the miles in and doing what they need to do to kill marathon weekend. So, I love it.
That's right. And also, we have joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. And Pam, the Be Our Guest podcast is with me, and I am with the Be Our Guest podcast. What's going on here on a Wednesday?
Yes. Had a great, I want to talk to like everyone about Rogue One, but I realize everyone hasn't seen it yet because it keeps running through my mind. But anyways, it was one of our holiday, we try to do a bunch of holiday activities, and one of them is always go see a movie, and guess what, we got to see this one, which is spectacularly good. So anyways, love doing that. And just again, I've been encouraging people to do this, but remember, take time this holiday season to spend it with the people that you care about. Stop, I said this before, but stop shopping, cooking, wrapping, doing everything else, and just be with those people. They'll appreciate it so much more. So it's my PSA for this year. I'm telling everyone this.
We love the PSA.
Yeah, that's it. And this is like a crunch time PSA because we are down. You know, of course, you can celebrate past Christmas and Hanukkah starting and all that stuff. But, you know, if you really want to get to where, you know, you get it in. Because I feel like when you start doing Christmas stuff after Christmas Day, it's kind of like, because that's Disney, that's usually when we go down, which is fun. But I think it's more fun leading up to the holiday. Maybe it's just me.
No, I get that. I absolutely get it. Yeah. You make 100% sense, Mike, which I can't believe I'm saying those words.
I'm going to tape. Mark the tape.
And we that won't might even... be your Christmas gift this that year. It just happened.
I think it could be. Forget Saturday.
I gave it away. That's it. Oh, man. Now I got to think of something else.
That's okay. It. All right. Let's get to the questions. That's why we're here. Send those in to Mike at brguestpodcast.com. First question comes from Roman. He's in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Hi, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. Our family's headed to the world in February, and I'm trying to plan our dining at locations with outdoor seating. See, Pam, this one's right up your alley. You're the outdoor seating specialist. All right, here we go. Our past several trips have been in August, and we've not been able to take advantage of this feature. My wife loves to eat outside, so I'm trying to get a list of locations, quick service or table service, that would work for us and our three children. We also will have one night during our trip where our parents will be watching the kids, and I'm looking for a dining reservation for the two of us, preferably with outdoor seating. She does not eat seafood. Oh, yeah. Roman has the same problem I have. I also wanted to mention that my firm does an annual United Way campaign where employees can pledge a donation on a per pay period basis and assign that donation to a participating charity of their choice. I discovered that one of the participating organizations is Give Kids the World, and that is where I directed my donation. I just thought I would mention this for any other listeners whose employer participates in a United Way campaign. Thanks for everything you do with the show. It gets me through my morning workouts and trips to and from work. Roman. All right. Well, thanks a lot for that donation to Give Kids the World, especially on an ongoing basis. And that's a great reminder because, you know, I think a lot of folks, Pam, are looking to, you know, maybe make some donations here at the end of 2016. So it'd be a good way to make some magic here in the holiday season.
Always love to do that. You know, my family always does. We always, at the end of the year, love to make donations to some of our favorite charities. And that's just a good time. Everyone's in a good spirit. And, you know, I think it reminds everyone you have so much to be thankful for, and it just is a great way to spread the magic. So, and Give Kids the World is a very, very deserving charity, and we love it here at the podcast. So,
I do awesome. I want to make a note because a lot of times I've had people ask me if they can make donations to Give Kids the World this time of year via our First Giving page. I do want to let you know that page has been shut down as of now. First Giving and Give Kids the World, Give Kids the World has a new system in place that I'm going to have to learn for the next year's live show. So they don't have anything to do with First Giving anymore. Just so you guys know, the donations that you have made in the past and everything like that still has gone to Give Kids the World. So you don't have to worry about anything like that. But I did want to let you guys know that if you were thinking about making a donation via the First Giving page on our website, then you can't do it right now. Sorry.
Well, it'll be awesome by next summer. We'll do it again. So
yes.
No worries.
Exactly.
They like us. All right. So let's get to the outdoor seating. Pam, I think is it Pennsylvanians that like outdoor seating? I'm seeing a pattern here. So give Roman some ideas for quick service, table service with the family, and then maybe something special with his wife.
Yes, we love outdoor seating because we have the worst weather in the world. So I'm just going to say we want to be outside every second we can. So anyways, there's, you know, surprisingly enough, there's not that many table service locations that have outdoor seating. There's many, many quick service locations that do. And just to name a few, you're going to find some at every park. But in Animal Kingdom, Flame Tree, of course, has great outdoor seatings because you can gaze over at the beautiful, beautiful Everest attraction while you're eating. And it looks great any time of day. At Magic Kingdom, you know, Casey's, I think, has some good location there to eat outdoor, but Pinocchio's does too. There's just a lot of stuff. And in Epcot, actually, many of the locations are going to have outdoor seating there, especially around the countries. They're going to have an outdoor space for you to eat. But I would give the nod to Japan, which a few years ago redid their seating area, and it's beautiful now. So again, check that one out. And finally, what did I miss? Oh, Hollywood Studios. Well, there's not a lot open at Hollywood Studios right now. So I'm going to give you an actual table service spot where you can get something to eat. Now, this really is just light food, maybe some light meals, but the Brown Derby Lounge, we eat there almost every time we end up eating there because, as I've kind of mentioned, a lot of times we just kind of wing it, and that's a place where we can just walk up and eat. And we really enjoy it. You can get now most of the full menu from the Brown Derby out there too. They'll be happy to do that too. But They have their own separate menu that features like the Cobb salad and some other interesting appetizers. So it's worth stopping at. At Epcot Rose and Crown, you can ask for outdoor seating. It's not guaranteed, but you can ask for it. And if you're there around the right time, you also have a fantastic view of illumination. So that's something to consider as well. I don't really think that any sit-down locations at Magic Kingdom have outdoor seatings or at
20th Town Square.
Oh yes, yes, yeah, the yes. Patio. They have kind of an atrium area.
Oh yeah.
And they also have a sort of patio seating available as well. And you know, Tony's has been getting some better press lately. We ate there for lunch not too long ago, and our lunch was actually fine. So you know, you may want to consider that one. Where am I missing? Why am I not able to tell?
Well, I have a few in mind, actually. So I'll save you. Okay. You said that there was nothing at Disney's Hollywood Studios for outdoor for counter service, and I have a couple of options. You have that whole Sunset Market Ranch area. That is all outdoor seating. There isn't a single bit of indoor
seating. Not much of the seating area.
Yeah, that's true. But it's all outdoors.
Yeah.
All of it. But there's also the new Pizza Rizzo. They just put in some outdoor seating upstairs. So you can, and there's some actually downstairs, I think, too. So you can always go there. I was thinking about some Disney Springs restaurants. I know Frontera Cocina has outdoor seating.
And it's really nice there. I've eaten there and it's super, it's right on the water and it's just a beautiful view if you want to eat there. Also Blaze Pizza has nice outdoor seating too.
And the Boathouse has some outdoor seating as well. And if you're looking for like some quick appetizers or drinks or things like that, you could always go to Jack Lindsay's as well.
Good choices.
And, there's a lot more outdoor seating than you realize at Walt Disney World, to be honest, sometimes.
I would say, too, if you're looking for outdoor seating, your place to go would be Disney Springs, because there's so many places there. I mean, you go, like I said, Jack Lindsay's, the Boathouse we've eaten outside right on the water there. Very nice. Paradiso 37 was given up by Melissa here in the chat, on the Facebook live chat, as a great option there. So really, you know, I think that the place, you know, there are places all spread around, but I would say maybe for that date night, if you want to eat outside, try the Boathouse. That'd probably be my pick.
Yeah, that's a good call.
My recommendation for being able to eat outside is the Boathouse. It's just good food. You can spend as much or as little as you want. They have really reasonably priced items, and then they also have more expensive entrees. So absolutely, that's a good location.
And my buddy CJ in the live chat is saying, hey, Rose and Crown as well for date night. Great view, good food, and you're in the middle of Epcot. So good stuff. Love our Facebook chatters. All right, so let's get to the next question. You got to hit me up. That was a good answer, you guys say. So I mean, I need that like en fuego emoticon here on a Wednesday. Be ready. Get it. Okay, here we go. Jennifer's up next. Hi, Mike and friends. I have been listening to you guys for about a year while I planned my late November, early December 2016 trip, which was a total blast. Your podcast really helped me navigate all things Disney and helped eliminate a great deal of stress. With that said, we're going back in May for my son's birthday. I had no intention of going back so soon, but he has cried every day since we left on December 3rd, asking to go back to Mater's house. Aww. We stayed at Art of Animation in a car suite, and this was his first trip. Ricky, you try that trick, don't you? Do you cry like every day to Brian when you come home?
Absolutely. So how do you think I get to take so many trips down there? Please, can I go back?
It's effective. It's effective, people. Anyway, needless to say, he loves it there. We are doing this trip on the cheap, or at least as cheap as you can do Disney. This trip will be just my son, husband, and myself. We have a mermaid room at Art of Animation for 4 nights and a 2-day park ticket for 5/8 through 5/12. My question to you is, do you have any suggestions for something special we can do for his birthday on the 10th that does not involve a park? We plan on going to Magic Kingdom on May 9th and May 11th, and because there is such a large price increase between the 2- and 3-day ticket, we are going to have 1 day as a pool day. He also loved the Nemo pool, so having a day not to rush anywhere will be a nice respite from the go-go-go of our November trip. I already have a breakfast reservation for Chef Mickey's, but I thought you may have an idea of something fun, special, unique we can do to celebrate my little man's 4th revolution around the sun. I know discounts come out in May, which would lower the price if we stayed at Pop, but my son would probably have a breakdown if we went to Disney and did not stay at Mater's house. In fact, When I ask him if he wants to go to Disney, he replies, "No Disney, Mater's house." He still may have a breakdown once he sees that we're staying in a mermaid room, but I'm hoping for the best. He would probably be perfectly content to just hang out with the cars for 4 days without even going to a park. Any insight you could offer would be greatly appreciated. Thanks again for all the great information you and your lovely ladies provide. Jennifer is in Overland Park, Illinois. All right, that's so cute. I love hearing stories like this because this is honestly, this is what melts my heart when I'm down at Disney seeing other kids, you know, like, oh, you know, it's Mater's house. I don't, you know, I never would have thought about it that way, but that's the reality to her son, and that's so cool. So what would you say? You know, really want to make his fourth birthday special down there. Ricky, any suggestions for something that's not going to cost a, or, you know, break the bank and you don't have to go into a park?
Well, the first thing that I really did think about, and I don't know if it would be something that he would be interested in, but it really was the first thing that came to my mind, and that was to go to Port Orleans Riverside and maybe do the fishing. I don't know, you know, I know it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with cars or anything like that, but I think for, you know, a boy or a girl who, you know, wants to do something kind of unique and fun for their birthday, I think that that's kind of a good idea. So that's the first thing that popped into my head.
I'm thinking on that one. No, that is a good one. That's actually pretty good.
I mean, I was just like, well, I think that the fishing would be kind of a fun thing because it's catch and release and, you know, that kind of thing. So you get to throw the fishies back. But that's what I would suggest.
Now, what I would do is combine a few of these things, because if you have a full day where you're not going, I would do pool time for sure at Art of Animation.
Yes.
Because, you know, and spend some time down in the Cars pool, obviously, you know, and also the main pool, the Finding Nemo pool, because that's the feature pool. But also I would combine it with maybe going and catching some fish. You're swimming with fish at Art of Animation. Maybe you're catching and releasing them over at Riverside. But what about, you know, and Tracy from Wales is in our Facebook live chat, and she's suggesting mini golf. And I think all kids kind of like that because it doesn't take any skill. Go to Winter Summerland, though. Don't go to Fantasia Gardens. That one's really hard. But go to, you know, Winter Summerland and just let them whack that ball around. It doesn't matter. You know, hey, you got a snowman. He thinks that's cool. It's an eight, you know. So just tell him high score wins. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm competitive. I have to keep score. So anyway, you know, maybe mini golf. Pam, anything else you can think of for the little guy on his fourth birthday?
Well, so I might, you know, check out some of the pirate adventures that, you know, there's those cruises and one leaves from the Grand Floridian that may be something you want to check out. It's really a very cool activity. It just depends on whether or not he'd be interested in doing that or not. You know, at four, they're able to do it. It's just really dependent on child. Of course, Hannah like waved to us from the like she could have cared less that we weren't going with
See you
her.
Later,
she was like, bye. But anyways, I know that every kid's different though. So there's that. And I also think, you know, there are so many activities that take place around the pool area. Get your hands on those activity schedules. Now, they only come out really at the beginning of the month, and the Mouse for Less always has them out there. So check there for the activity schedules. But there's just so many great things to do that I think it's worth going to do. Another thing would be, I mean, you know, you spend some time at Disney Springs, like we talked about, there's some great eating there, but also maybe it would be fun to kind of pick out your birthday gift there. I mean, if I was going to be able to pick out my birthday gift, yeah, I think I'd be able to find it at Disney Springs.
So. Absolutely. Hello, Lego store, or, you know, T-Rex. I mean, there's fun stuff there or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So not a bad place to be shopping, you know, especially when somebody else is paying for it. So,
yeah.
And also Laurie, you know, we're just talking to her at the top of the show, did 23 miles like in the, in Siberia over the weekend. And I couldn't believe it. Like she looked frozen like a popsicle when she got her pictures done. Unless she didn't stick her tongue out, it would have stuck like to the camera because it was so cold. But she's, you know, suggesting that if you do go to Riverside to fish, you know, Yeehaw Bob's fun for all ages at the end of the night. So
there you go. That's
that.
Right.
Wrap up the night there. All right. Well, happy birthday to your little guy. All right. Next question comes from Natalie. Says, Mike, Ricky, and Pam, warm holiday greetings to you. I just discovered your podcast over the weekend and have been binge listening daily to previous episodes. Okay. Take it easy, Natalie. We're going to be
there. That's a lot of us. I'm just saying. I'm saying. A lot of us.
She says, I love your energy, the connection between the three of you, and the helpful advice and information you provide listeners. I'm hoping you could offer up some advice for my family's upcoming trip to Walt Disney World. We're headed to Disney for the first time as part of a multi-generational trip with 19 family members to celebrate my in-laws' 60th wedding anniversary. Pam, now, this is just parenthetical here. I don't think anybody's going to hear this little comment. What could go wrong with a first-time trip with 19 people involved? Nothing.
What?
Nothing could go wrong.
No,
it's going to be fine.
No.
It's going to be. I'm just messing with it.
Everyone will love each other the whole way through.
I'm just teasing. All right, we arrive on December 29th and we'll depart on January 3rd. Here's some questions I have about our trip. Natalie, let me offer you some advice. I will be there during this time. I'm getting there on the 30th. So if you need me, I'll have to shoot you my number. You can text me and I can come over and I'll be 20 in the group. I'll be number 20 on the fast passes. So hook me up. All right, here we go. Number one. See here. Number one, I would like to do something to honor my in-laws' wedding anniversary. Other than the Disney Forest, is there anything you would recommend as a special treat for them? All right, Pam. Now this is no 60th wedding anniversary. This isn't like getting out, you know, like two when it's like paper or whatever that is. This is 60, man. We got to do something nicer.
You know, I know that each year, and I'm sure this is true for most of us, but as we get older, I think the one thing that we all really want as a gift is to spend more time with those people that we care about. So I seriously, when I'm celebrating my 60th anniversary, if my family plans a dinner where everyone is there and everyone's having a good time, that will be more than enough for me. So why don't you try to think of like a meal that they would really enjoy, but something that's really conducive to be in with a group. And there are, I think, restaurants that do that better than others. Sometimes a buffet makes it really easy because not only do they have some bigger tables, but it's also easy for everyone to find something that they like. Boma has some big tables there that might work well for that. But I mean, it really, whatever appeals to the taste of those you're dining with, I think would be a great thing. And maybe during dinner, you could give them a card that everyone has signed or something like that. But I think that there's nothing they would enjoy more than that.
Oh, and my buddy Pete is in the chat, the Facebook live chat, and he just jumped on pretty much what I was going to offer up. We all think on the same wavelength here, the podcast family, and I like that. He's also, has a website dedicated to surviving Christmas down at Walt Disney World, so you might want to check that out. Just Google surviving Christmas at Disney. He does a good job with that. But one of the things I would suggest, and this can be a little pricey, kind of, but it's a fun meal, would be the luau at the Polynesian, because here's the thing, they're going to win. They're going to have this contest during the luau. I think they do this every luau. I don't go to all of them, but the ones I've been to, they've done this where everybody who's celebrating an anniversary gets up and like does a little slow dance. And then, it's kind of like we used to do at wedding receptions, Ricky, when I
yes,
used to DJ.
Absolutely.
You know, so if you haven't been married,
yeah,
exactly. It's the old game. You know, if you haven't been married longer than 10 years, beat it. You know, get off the dance floor. 20 years, you're out of here. Nobody's going to beat 60. So, I mean, think about that. They're going to win. You're going to make them winners. They get maybe get an extra rib or something, you know, maybe an extra lava cake. I don't know. But it'd be fun. And I do like the Leo. So, Ricky, what might you say?
Well, I was going to say exactly what Pam said was, you know, I kind of agree with her in the fact that a really nice dinner with the whole family is something that I think that they would really enjoy. You know, I know that, you know, I've been watching, you know, my mom as time goes on, and they've been married for, I want to say
79 years,
something
right? No.
Years?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, they've been married a long time. I mean, they really have. I know that something like this would be exactly what she would want. She would want special time with her family, where we'd all be together, because obviously we're not all together anymore. So, that would be so important to her. So, that really, I think Pam hit the nail on the head, and just a really good family meal where everyone is together is so important. The other option maybe, again, and this kind of goes back to, our old roots, Mike, and that's
gooey butter cake. Gooey butter cake and toasted ravioli.
No, but you know what? When I was in St. Louis, I brought home a gooey butter cake,
yes,
and it's in my freezer right now. Yes, it is. so anyway, it's a chocolate chip gooey butter cake, too.
Man.
I can't wait to bust into that. But I was going to say, do like a family photo session.
Yes.
They do have those available at Walt Disney World at both the resorts. And, you know, all you got to do is look online for more information about that. But I think that that would be a really good idea as well. So
good deal.
Those are a couple things.
All right. Pete's website, just so you can check it out, is survivedismas.com. It's survivedismas.com. Check it out. You may want to look at that before you head on to December 29th. Good stuff. Number two, we have requested theme park view rooms in the Contemporary. Having never been to Disney before, I wasn't sure whether we would have good views of the fireworks at night from our hotel room. If the view is good, are we able to tune in a radio channel to hear the music? All right, Pam, you've stayed there, theme park view, so tell her about staying at the Contemporary.
Yes, you should be able to do that. I've heard a couple of reports that people have had challenges with this lately. So I'm just reporting what I've heard. Hopefully they've gotten that all under control, but there actually used to be a station where you could tune in and you would be able to hear the background music as well as the, you know, get the whole really effect, only you're just seeing the fireworks from your room. And what's better than that? Hello, fireworks in your PJs.
Exactly.
So, yeah. It's a great thing. Yeah, bonus for staying there.
That's it. Good stuff. All right. And I mean, for first trip, you're going to be spoiled. You're never going to be able to stay like at Riverside or anywhere else.
Right?
That's
just, right.
That's, man, it's like getting that balcony on my wife's first cruise, man. It was the biggest mistake I ever made. Anyway, because now I got to get one every cruise. Number three, right now we have ADRs for dinner at Be Our Guest on the 29th, lunch at Sci-Fi on the 30th, and dinner at Whispering Canyon on the 31st, dinner at 1900 Park Fair on the 1st, breakfast at the Garden Grill and dinner at Ohana on the 2nd, and breakfast at Chef Mickey's on the 3rd. I'm thinking about dropping one of these as it feels a bit excessive. Which meal would you recommend dropping? The Be Our Guest and Chef Mickey's reservation is with all 19 people, so those two cannot be canceled. I would say, just right off the top, when you have the two in one day, that is a ton of food. On the 2nd, they're doing Garden Grill and Ohana. Now, Ohana, like, they feed you till it hurts. Like, they try to literally kill you with meat. So, insides. So, I might, as much as I like Garden Grill for breakfast, I might cut that one. I wouldn't cut anything on the 31st because that's going to be at a premium just to eat that day. So don't lose Whispering Canyon on the 31st. Don't lose 1900 Park Fair on the 1st. That could be a challenge too. So I would say leave. That would, it'd either be for me either Sci-Fi on the 30th or breakfast at Garden Grill. Pam, thoughts?
Yeah, I'm kind of tending to agree with you, Mike, because I feel like if we're going to Ohana, like, I almost don't want to eat, like, the whole rest of the day.
Yes, exactly. That's what Brian and I just did when we went to dinner at Melting Pot. We did not eat the entire day. We waited. So that's what you want to do at Ohana, too. No, wait.
So, yeah. I think that I may just decide to eat kind of a lighter meals throughout the day there and go ahead and do, you know, Ohana. And, it, you know, Ohana is one of those places that, again, you're going to have such a fun time together that, I think that it's really, you know, worth, I would never cut that one because people really enjoy it. So that's one I would definitely keep. So I would maybe think about that Garden Grill one.
All right, Ricky, I've got the last question here. We are heading into the Magic Kingdom on arrival day. And right now I have fast passes for Mickey Mouse, Enchanted Tales with Belle, and Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. What three attractions would you recommend for the first night in the park? I have three children. They're 10, 7, and 5. All right, so right now she has, well, so she has Mickey Mouse, Enchanted Tales with Belle, and Buzz. But what would you recommend for that first night? Besides those three, I guess, is what she's asking.
Well, yeah.
You got to do Dumbo, right? They're 10, 7, and 5.
How old? I mean, 10, 7, and 5. What was your suggestion?
So I would say you have to do Dumbo. It's her first trip to Disney. It's like the moment that you're at the Magic Kingdom to me.
True, but I feel like you can get into Dumbo pretty easily now, especially at night. So I would say that they could probably walk on to that. Or, well, wait, they're going to be there at Christmas or at New Year's? Is that what you said?
Yeah, this is the week between Christmas and a little bit after New Year's. But the thing is, this will be on the 29th, it looks like. But I think she's saying besides those three Fast Passes, because she has Fast Passes already for Mickey, Enchanted Tales with Belle, and Buzz. So what I'm thinking, what else would you do besides that? So that's why I'm saying Dumbo.
I would do Haunted Mansion, Pirates,
Astro Orbiter is underrated. I love that ride.
True. Astro Orbiter is fun. Winnie the Pooh?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that'll work. That's actually a good one.
The age of the kids. I was going by the kids' age.
Well, small world too. I mean, come on now. They're, you know, 10, 7. The 10-year-old might not like Small World, but the 7 and 5-year-old will love it. And the adults, right, exactly. When you have 19 people, the adults will all love Small World. It's nostalgic.
I was going for age on this one, so, yeah.
All right, Pam, what do you suggest? Anything else we could throw in there for Magic Kingdom? We've said almost every attraction, so the train? No. I think it's down, actually.
Oh, that's sad because the train is fun for that.
It is fun.
I mean, you know, my standards for everyone is you always have to do pirates. And it seems like the line for pirates has been longer lately, although that's one queue that I don't actually mind waiting in. And I think that anything you feel like you'll want to do later in the day that has a line is fair game. Truly, truly, I do. The only thing you may want to try to consider is how about some of those character greetings so that you aren't in those lines. And I think those are things where the lines can get really long too.
Absolutely. Well, have a good time. It's going to be your first trip. It's not going to be your last, and enjoy that with 19 people. Seriously, look for us in the parks. Love to say hi. We'll be around. So if you follow me on Twitter, you know, you'll know where I am every 15 minutes. Yep. So that'll be fun. It's just
pretty much.
That's exactly it. Again, it has been wonderful discovering your podcast and learning so much about Disney. Please tell Pam and Ricky that I think they are fabulous. Feeling the
Yay!
Magic.
We'll take it.
That's it. Fabulous. I love it.
I know. I almost left that part off, but you know, it is.
Of course you would.
It is the holiday.
Yeah, doesn't want to get our heads any bigger than they are.
Exactly. It's the holiday season. All right, next. Actually, it's time for the last question of the day. I'm kind of suffering from a sore throat this week, so I'm going to try to make it through all these shows here. And it's from Priscilla, I can't tell here. It says, "Hi, Mike and fellow BOGP crew. Love your podcast and listen all the time to your great ideas and planning tips. We have a very special occasion coming up. We are getting married and honeymooning at Disney. So excited and blessed to have this opportunity to be in our favorite place with our friends and family. Since this trip is special, we're planning on doing everything we have always wanted to do at Disney, a Disney bucket list of magical experiences and memories. My question is, if you could do anything you want at Disney, no kids on the trip, and no monetary restrictions, what would you plan for a 4-day trip? Where would you stay? What would you do? What is your Disney bucket list? So far, we have our wedding at House of Blues on Friday, the Keys to the Kingdom tour at the Magic Kingdom on Saturday, also doing a bridal park shoot Sunday morning at Epcot, and we'll have a dessert party that night during the Festival of the Arts to close our wedding weekend. Also staying at our dream resort, Wilderness Lodge, for this very special time in our lives. I would also appreciate your ideas for anything romantic to surprise my future husband with that afternoon after the wedding is over, as we just plan to relax at the resort. Thank you so much for taking the time to answer my question. Looking forward to hearing your ideas, Priscilla." All right, boy, it's gonna be a heck of a trip. You can't say for 4 days. That is just unfair. I couldn't imagine. My head would explode if I had 4 days to do whatever I wanted, not worry about money or anything else. Let's start off. Okay, so money is no object. Ricky, where are you staying? Let's just go hotel first.
I'm staying at the Poly. Yeah, Poly, 100%.
Okay, so Pam, what about you?
Golly.
I know, it's hard when you don't have to think about it.
I know, it is. Like, seriously, it's totally... And, like, everything's available, too. That's the problem. I run into, especially since I plan late. I'm like, what's actually open? I really enjoy so many of them so much. But... I still am really, I love the Epcot resorts. Just because of that location to Epcot, I can't get past it. Plus, you can walk to Hollywood Studios. So I would probably, because the Beach Club's just been redone recently, I would be leaning towards the Beach Club or maybe the Boardwalk in a Villa. So that's something that I would consider.
That's interesting. I'm going to go the 90s section of Pop Century.
Of course.
Right by an inline skate. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. As much as I love Pop, actually, I'll be staying there next week. I can't wait. Actually, I'm pumped to stay at Pop. I love Pop. There's something about it. I can't wait to run around Hourglass Lake. Can't wait to have tie-dye cheesecake. It's awesome. But seriously, I would stay at the Polynesian as well. Never stayed there, and I've always wanted to. So, Ricky, I would stay at the same place. Good stuff. All right, so is there anything that you would... So it's like one bucket list item that you've never done that maybe it's because it's cost prohibitive or... Maybe it's scarcely available at different times when we can travel. Pam, is there anything down there that's like really a bucket list item you'd love to do still?
So I think considering the time that she's going, I would be looking at doing some of the additional tours and events that are available during the Festival of the Arts, you know, that time, because I'm sure that Disney's going to offer something. There's going to be a special dinner.
There will be some sort of a charge. Yes.
Exactly. And I typically don't get to participate in things like this because we do plan kind of last minute, and so many of those things sell out early. And there are always things, like one of these years I'm going to have to be like, okay, seriously, this is really when we're going to go down for Flower and Garden or whatever, so that we can do some of the special tours or the dinners. But I think things like that, Disney does remarkably well. They're always, you get a little education in there. They're always fun, and there's some great food, too, if you're planning on one of the dinners. So that's something that I would look at doing.
Interesting. All right, Ricky, what about you? Something that, you know, it's there. You get to take advantage of it you never thought would happen.
Oh, man. You know, I've, again, Pam and I are kind of on the same wavelength tonight. I was gonna say a tour as well. For me, it would be the long 7-hour, you know, big granddaddy tour of the mall, the backstage magic tour, because, you know, time is usually of the essence, and getting in all the parks and stuff like that. So, you know, having the time to actually do that tour would be really fantastic.
Here's what I would do. And I thought this would be fun. And we've kind of joked about even trying this over like a, you know, like when we're down there in the summer and we're all there at the same time. We got lots of friends, be a VIP tour guide for a whole day. But I think it would be fun if you could just do it as a couple. You know, of course, you know, you got it. It's so much like per hour. But if you can get like 10 people, it's cheaper, obviously, per person. But if it was just you and your significant other with a VIP tour guide, I just like hearing all the nuggets, because I've done Keys to the Kingdom tour. I've done Marceline to the Magic Kingdom. I've done a few other tours. And the thing I think I get the most out of the tours is the knowledge and the enthusiasm for the company from the tour guide. And, I think that'd be fun to have that interaction. Of course, it's a very special type thing. They can backdoor you in attractions. You don't get to walk on, but, you know, they might take you in a back door and, you know, cut your weight a little bit. And, you know, they're always showing you special things. And you're being pampered to throughout the day. But I think it'd be a cool way to just, see a theme park in a way that you're not going to get to do this any other time. So I would take a Plaid and go around and have a good time. I think that'd be fun. All right, so let's quickly, before we wrap this one up, any ideas for something she can surprise her husband with? They're just going to plan a pool day, it sounds like, after the wedding. But is there something like she could really drop a bomb, Pam, and really surprise him? Like, hey, I didn't see this coming. What do you think?
How about a couple spa treatment?
Oh, my God. Totally all the same way. What I was going to say.
But I think, seriously, how that would be such a cool thing that you can do together. And it would be incredibly relaxing. And you'll probably feel like you need a little bit of that. So that's something that I would think of.
I would say a fireworks cruise, either on the Grand one or just a, just rent out one of the pontoon boats, just the two of you. Because you can get like 12 people on it. But no, just get just the two of you, fireworks cruise, bam. Or, you know, if you really want to do it big, go the Grand one. All right, Ricky, you still sticking with the massage there?
That's exactly what massage. I was going to say. The massage. I mean, that's 100% what I was thinking. So, again, Pam and I totally on the same frame.
That's good.
We only have one.
That's okay. Sharing it. That's what I was going to say. Sharing it anyway. All right. Well, thanks again for the great questions. Keep those coming to Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. We'll get back on those again next week. But thanks again for writing in today. And of course, it is a Wednesday. So today's show brought to you by Theme Park News Disney Edition. Just one of the awesome iPhone apps over at virtualmickey.com. So Ricky, I kind of got like a deer in the headlights last Wednesday. We were recording and we got to this ad read and you were not here to tell us what's going on. So I had to make something up and it was probably terrible.
Oh,
so
it was probably not right. Let's just go with
there
that.
Let me just help you though. There could be like one little story about something like you can in liquid form at the Magic Kingdom over the past few days. Maybe there's an article or two about that.
Don't
I can tell off my now it's like you and I are sharing a brain, because that's exactly what I was gonna say. This week actually starting on Friday,
guests will be able to imbibe in some alcoholic beverages at the Magic Kingdom. It's not like it's going to be everywhere. So, you know, it's not like you're going to be able to pick up a Bud Light at, you know, the next kiosk
like
or whatever.
Bush Stadium. Who's drinking with the mother? That's what they say on Mother's Day. Who's drinking with the mother? Anyway, go
exactly.
Ahead.
Yeah. But a couple of the restaurants, table service restaurants, are going to offer beers and wines that fit and pair with the menus that those places serve. So 20th Town Square is going to offer Italian wines and beers. Liberty Tree Tavern will serve beer, cider, and domestic wines that match their cuisine. Jungle Skipper Canteen will offer more global beverages because they have kind of a worldly menu, of course. And Cinderella's Royal Table is going to continue with that luxurious experience.
It's like just expensive drinks. Super expensive. Yeah.
They're going to serve champagne and sparkling wine.
Yeah,
not anything else. Yeah. So, you know, at least they're theming the alcoholic beverages with the restaurant's menu. That's the latest news from Walt Disney World.
I totally picture Heineken's over at the Skipper Canteen for some reason, because it seems like it could be a pun. You know what I'm saying? Like a Heineken. I don't know. Oh, and it's kind of worldly. Like it's in it from, I don't know where it's from. It's not from the United States. So maybe it is.
No.
Oh. Steve Carlton used to just drink Heineken. I remember that when I used to be a big fan of Steve Carlton back when I was a kid. Anyway, let's get this ad read wrapped up. Theme Park News Disney Edition, a great free iOS app. It's going to look awesome on those new toys you may get over the weekend. So check it out today. Many other apps over there to make your Apple device a Disney device over at virtualmickey.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, and drop by the awesome Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to be back again on Friday, where we're talking about making the most out of a quick weekend trip. And for many of us, we're going to be down for a race weekend here shortly. So we're going to try to offer some do's and don'ts to make that trip great. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Get back to work. Or maybe just chilling and making Christmas cookies at this point, but who knows? Until then, we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.